Hi there. The word for you today is learning to focus on Jesus. Psalm 16 verse 8 we read, I have set the Lord always before me. Frank Lubbock's life began to fall apart when his plans for the Marano people of the Philippines were rejected. Then after losing three children to malaria, his wife and remaining child moved away. In despair, Lubbock climbed a mountain to seek God. He writes, and I quote, My lips began to move, and it seemed God was speaking. You failed because you don't really love these people. You feel superior because you're white. Forget your skin tone. Think only about how much I love them, and they'll respond. I answered, God, I don't know whether you just spoke through my lips, but I know it was the truth. My plans have all gone to pieces. Drive me out of myself. Take possession. Think your thoughts through my mind. That day, Frank Lubbock decided to live focused on God's presence. And he writes about two things. Let me share them with you. One, double vision. Quote, See others not as they are, he says, but as God sees them. And number two, problem solving. There he writes, You'll think more clearly by including God. At mealtime, put an extra chair at the table to remind you that he's always present. Set a picture of Jesus or a scripture where you'll see it as you're falling asleep and waking up. Count on it. This will set the tone for your day. What great insights. What important truths. The New Living Bible paraphrases the psalmist's words like this, I know the Lord is always with me. I shall not be shaken, for he is right beside me. What you focus on becomes the dominant influence in your life. Frank Lubbock went on to write books, lead world literacy crusades, and he actually became an advisor to kings and U.S. presidents. But his biggest accomplishment, Frank Lubbock's biggest accomplishment was learning to focus on Jesus.